Russia, Ukraine spar over whether HIMARS strike killed civilians or hundreds of Russian soldiers. By Jack Montgomery on December 11, 2022. An apparently significant strike on Russian-controlled Melitopol by U.S.-supplied HIMARS artillery either killed a number of civilians or hundreds of Russian soldiers, according to conflicting accounts from Russia and Ukraine. The strike on the Hunter's Halt holiday resort resulted in more than 200 Russian invaders being eliminated, with the wounded having to be evacuated to Crimea, annexed by Russia in 2014, due to local hospitals being overwhelmed, according to Ukrainian state media. But while the Ukrainians say the site had been repurposed to serve as a barracks for Russian forces, Russian state media claims it was still civilian, and that the victims, which they put a much lower figure on, were patrons and staff, and citing Russian-backed officials suggesting the strike was part of a wider effort to make life unbearable for the residents of the newly incorporated Russian territory. Melitopol is part of the Zaporizhia region, Zaporozhye to the Russians, and is one of four Ukrainian territories annexed to the Russian Federation in October following widely unrecognized referendums. Russia's acting governor for the Zaporozhye region, Yevgeny Belitsky, said that the Ukrainian strike had killed 2 and injured 10. I want to emphasize that this is civilian infrastructure, a recreation center, which house barbecue houses, gazebos in a corner with birds and animals, Belitsky claimed on Telegram. These are the goals of the Ukrainian Nazis. This is their war strategy, he added. Ivan Fedorov, the Kyiv-backed mayor in exile of Melitopol, insisted that the strike's targets were military, and that hitting the orcs at the resort showed that the enemy cannot live on Ukrainian soil, further vowing that it will only get hotter for the occupiers as the conflict progresses. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.